The city of Dallas wants to give no break to people who dress a certain way. Today, politicians, hip-hop artists, and businessmen send a message to people whose pants are sagging around their knees. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports on the campaign to pull your pants up.
Deputy Mayor Dwayne Carraway's work life usually involves economic development, crime, housing code enforcement, and stray dogs. But the drumbeat of anger from South Dallas, the predominantly black part of town, got so loud that Carraway decided to take a little detour into law enforcement work. You know, fashion police.
This is not just a teenage problem. There are people sagging that's in their 30s. Where's your mind? You're not a teenager.
Carraway says at first, sagging was about showing your boxers. Then sagging was about showing more of your boxers. Then dirty boxers were cutting edge. And now,
when you are actually seeing the guys walking around not with boxers on at all, you have some folks that don't even have on underwear, period. And who's to say what the generation that's looking at this generation will do after these guys.
So 2 weeks ago, Carraway called a press conference and proposed a new sagging ordinance. Unfortunately for Carraway, lawyers then called with some potentially bad constitutional news. So Carraway backed off a bit on the legal front, but he didn't give up.
The number one mission is very simple: pulling up your pants. That's all we want. We don't want to throw folks in jail because they wore their pants low. So we're going to make it man's law and not city law.
And here is where fate stepped in to rescue the deputy mayor's crusade, because in his barbershop in South Dallas, a rapper named Dwayne Brown saw Carraway on TV. Brown is called Dooney, and Dooney was suddenly very excited because he'd been thinking about writing a new song. He already had a title. After the 10 o'clock news was over, Dooney ran to his recording studio in the back of his barbershop, and by 3 a.m., he'd written a masterpiece, an anthem, a hip-hop plea to America's youth. I'm just saying, man, I'm sick of seeing your underwear. Dooney believes most of the boys and young men who are sagging don't know where it really comes from. But another word for sagging is jailin'.
They don't know why their pants are low. And I'm in the song, I'm educating them, because I ask them all the time, why are you wearing your pants below your bottom? And they don't know why. They think it's a fad or it's something to do or it's cool. I said, well, no, this is where it comes from. It comes from behind the bars.
Look here, ladies, did you see somebody standing on the side of the walls or on the floor with their pants still low? Take your index finger and put it in the loop of his pants.
Clear Channel has agreed to donate billboard space around town, and Dooney designed a billboard showing him with his arms crossed standing in front of downtown Dallas. But if 14-year-old Kyrie Mitchell and his friend Calvin Jones, who are both walking down the street with their pants down low, are any indication, there's a lot of convincing to do.
I didn't really care too much about it, but then again, I was thinking, it's some bull, though.
I think they need to just shut up and just do them instead of doing us.
Minutes later, 17-year-old Derek McKinney walks by with his two friends, Trajan Rush and Kenderek Bonner. They're not sagging.
I don't even like sagging, but I still feel like that ain't, it's a style. You can't just ban it. If they let them ban it, what's next?
Dallas is not the first city to confront sagging. Shreveport, Atlanta, and Stratford, Connecticut have all discussed passing laws. But Dallas is taking a different approach, trying for the hearts and minds of its young people. Could be an uphill battle. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
What's up with it, bro? Pull them up before your pants hit the floor. Pull them up, yeah.
So this is our music selection for the morning. The artist Dooney DePriest founded the label Peculiar Records. He says it refers to a biblical injunction to be a peculiar people. You can hear more of the song at npr.org.
Degenerate and real all. Yeah, you're all but not.